Curtin, what's Curtin's role in the side, Andy Broom? Is he an all-rounder?
Hi, Andrew. Again, Curtin's side, when we sat to compile the balance of the team going off to Antigua,
right?
Obviously, Curtin played an important part in the team last year,
yeah.
Also in similar conditions in St. Kitts.
Yes.
If you look back at Curtin performances in the first half of the tournament in St. Kitts last year,
right.
He was one of the main reasons we thought batting in a higher position, and as the pitches got older, he came into the part of our bowling department, and at the end of the tournament, his runs per over he was our tightest bowler, right. in the tournament.
Right.
So when we look at the condition we would have expected in Antigua, and players we had available, Curtin's role was like a dual role, batting first most, and then obviously pitches got the Curtin, Ashley Hurst, Josh Bishop, Roston Chase would have been our slow bowling person going into a tournament like that.
So part
of the history of the tournament is dominated by slow bowling as you go deeper in the tournament.
Right.
So that we had the TS in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, the was selected in a two-phase kind of scenario. Obviously, we knew coming out of Bangladesh, we would have had services of Warrington and someone like a Kalmeers,
mm-hmm.
who can also play an all-round role.
Mm-hmm.
And Warrington lending that extra spin option deep into the business end of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So answer your question, I hope I answer the election side of someone like Nick Kirk. Obviously, he didn't get a chance to bowl in any of the games. But as the manager said, those decisions are left for the captain.
Yeah.
I don't think that I can call on Barbados and Antigua to the coach or the captain. This is the time you're on any particular bowler. Again, normally a city is on tour. So we depended heavily on information coming from the captain and the coach based on the balance we would need. Curtin obviously didn't get a chance to bowl, and that is a captain's call. I'm sure that the manager or Andrew Mace, for that matter of fact,
yeah.
Even though it rubbed you to core.
Yeah, but Hendy, it does not make sense.
I'm not sure that you can.
Hendy, it does not make sense.
Andrew, can I make a
yes,
comment?
Yes, Dave.
Is this very important?
Yes.
And this is a challenge with West Indies cricket. You're harping on this whole issue with Barbados.
Mm.
The regional tournaments are to identify our best talent,
right,
to be able to represent West Indies cricket.
Mm.
Okay? Obviously, we want our hometown to win, but we want to see the best talent on show, because we need to grow and build West Indies cricket.
Right.
Look at some of the players who were missing from the Barbados lineup because they were in Bangladesh on their way back. Kyle Mayers.
Right.
If Kyle Mayers had been in the squad,
Barbados
would have probably been in the finals today. So take everything in that context, sir, and stop berating.
No, Dave.
Hold on, because Barbados is one of the few teams in the region that can potentially produce three teams.
Right. Wonderful.
And that's what we want.
Yes.
We want talent, and we want the best players coming forward so that at the end of this tournament, we're now looking for players who will go and play against Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
And this tournament, its real purpose.
Right.
That's why we call it a franchise.
Right.
Okay? So that it's not about a Barbados.
Right.
I know you feel that emotion and it's a Barbados.
No, not at all.
Pride.
Not at all. Not at all.
And that's important because we want fans. But our real purpose.
Right.
Mr. Mason,
right.
And guess,
yes,
is we want to be able to identify
right.
the talent and the players that will be available to us come 2023 to be able to challenge for the World Cup title.
Dave, I got a question for you, and I'm going to ask Toby Radford this question as well. Do you think that our cricketers are generally students of the game, Dave? Dave?
Let Toby answer first, because you would have been closer to the action. I was at the top of the tree. I don't really know the players so much.
Toby?
I think that's a question for Toby.
Toby, do you think generally that our cricketers are students of the game? Turn, we want to hear you, Toby. Turn your mic on,
sorry,
Toby.
Sorry.
Yes.
When you say student of the game, do you mean the history of the game or do you mean understanding of the game?
Understanding of the game.
I think some have a very good grasp of the game and some not. I think some play on flair and pure ability and they learn the tactics of the game and man management and game management as they go on through their careers. And some at a very early age just seem to have a very good grasp. I mean, I was really impressed with Nicholas Puran when he first came into the setup, a young guy who clearly, whenever he walked to a practice, he knew exactly what he wanted to get out of it. He knew what he needed to work on. Right. He gave a lot of thought and he understood his own game and he understood the game.
But that's one, though. That's not the norm, Toby.
I was going to say that really stood out for me. But then we could go back and talk about the likes of HPC and, for me, the importance of working with the best young players, getting them in it. That was the idea of the HPC, was to really fast track your best young Caribbean players. And you know, I I've been on here before talking about how I'd like to see investment in that type of thing again, and get that back up and running, so that you give quality programs to your best young players, which would give them a good grasp of their own game and the history of the game and where they need to go to be really competitive on a world stage.
I don't think our cricketers are students of the game. I think that's one of the big problems of West Indies cricket. They're not students of the game. They make basic elementary mistakes. And can you identify a captain in the region apart from Leon Johnson that is tactically astute? Truth is not always popular, but truth is always right. I want you to identify a captain in the region outside of Leon Johnson that is tactically astute.
If I'm being honest, I think the Trinidadians tactically are very good. And I think their history of winning T20s and one-day format, I think they're tactically very good. Pollard is a good tactical captain, if we're being honest. And I think they read the game very well, the Trinidadians. I think it's unfair to go looking around. I mean, what I would say is there are individuals there that I dealt with who not only had a lot of technical and tactical ability, they had a good understanding of the game.
Right.
And there are some who are purely natural athletes and they have flair.
Yes.
They're not all students and you wouldn't want them all to be
students, to be honest. Toby, I don't agree with you at all. I don't agree with you at all in that. It is a big problem we've got in the region. It's a big problem we got in the region. The guys.
But when you say students, what do you want them to be good sitting down at sitting down at a desk answering questions?
No, not at all. Not at all. Do you know that we've got teams that don't even know how to chase totals? Look, when Barbados played against Trinidad.
That's game management.
But
that's game management. That comes up in your meetings, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's easy to blame the players. It's easy to blame the players, but what was the preparation going into it? What were the tactics going into it?
Right.
How were they going to play certain bowlers?
Exactly. The support staff around them.
Tactics?
Agreeing the strategy.
Tactics?
That's game management. That's not
I'm not sure. Dave. I'm not sure that the tactics in the management. I'm not sure that the tactics in the management. We got a big problem in the region, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know the game.
But Andrew, you can
we
only
don't know the game.
You've got to sit in those meetings.
But Andrew, as I'm saying, what Toby and I are saying, you're blaming the players. When you have a total, you have a game.
Right.
The support staff, the coach, the manager. That's their duty to sit down and assess the wicket, assess the conditions, and determine.
Yes.
What total we're going to try and set, or how are we going to.
Dave, are you still with us?
I thought you were talking about are these guys sitting down to study the history of Western Indies cricket?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And trying to understand, you know, where Garfield Sobers made his runs and who are the high scorers in the region and
yes.
that kind of thing. I thought that's what you were talking about. But on a day-to-day match situation, that's why we employ and pay people big bucks.
Oh, I see.
To help them with that kind of stuff.
All right. Now, Dave, we got another 10 minutes left in the show. Hendy Broome, just before you go, what do you have to tell the people of Barbados after this performance? Hendy?
Yes, please. What I have to tell the people in Barbados after this performance, Sanju?
Yes.
From a selection, from a selector point, I also, like every other Barbados supporter, is disappointed, but as I said at the beginning, and just as Mr. Cameron did say, it's not only a disappointment because Barbs haven't performed as well as we should. When you look at the holistic product, and that is what I started by saying, the holistic product, I want the performances throughout the whole run,
right.
and Barbados and the type of squad that we had. Obviously, we should have done better. Obviously, I expect we to do better. But at the end of it's the end of the world. It's a competition that we were to have a review, look at what we did right, look at some of the young players that put their hand up and had a reasonable tournament. I won't say all doom and gloom. Obviously, we see the skill sets of someone like Justin Graves. Given the opportunity to open the bin, he's been full fitness and hopefully Justin has showcased his talents to the region that he is a player of immense ability. Having asked him to open the innings, once Shea and Kyle were available, he really accept and Andrew, if you got it, if you were given a mark, so would have to say that Justin has done his stocks some good.
Yeah.
You look at Ian Joshua Bishop again, continue to perform well in the Super Free. He all has done his stock, hasn't his stocks in here. Harden, a brilliant start. I was very impressed with Harden at the beginning. I think when you look at the things that happen, if you wanted to kind of find look at a turn reason, there was a number of things that happened. Luke Hope and Jay Hope at least to the tournament to COVID. We had to refill the whole game plan and how we were going to assess the tournament. Young Zach McKenzie coming in on short notice. If you look how he acquit himself in the game, I think you would say that he's some person that doesn't look as to belong to the devil of cricket. So there's a number of positives that we can take it. We step once the regional 4-day tournament hits the ground. We're defense champions and we readily start to put some plan in place for that. So there's still some positives to take from me. I continue to say support product regionally, not only from Bayfield, not only from Field to Kensington, regional. And once we continue to do that, the product which is best in this case, would be something that we can once again clap and cheer and be proud of. But to Barbadians only, we are disappointed because Barbados, once Barbados enter a cricket arena, there's only one expectation.
Right.
And that is for us to be dominant and be a force to be reckoned with. We let ourselves down in this tournament, but we'll review everything. And sure, we'll put it right come the regional 4-day tournament. I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever that the quality players that we have is just something we need to accept among ourselves from the full management of Barbados cricket, which goes selection panel, coaches, players, supporters, and Andrew, I have no doubt in my mind. What about you? Do you think because you're speaking, you're speaking from a regional perspective. You're speaking from a Barbados perspective. Do you think we had the players capable enough to win in this tournament?
Yeah, but I think we were poorly led. There were basic elementary mistakes.
So then,
if you do that, you're going to find that you're not going to win. Poorly led.
Let me answer your question then, Andrew.
The Barbados team was poorly led.
In a scale of 1 to 10, you only saw one problem within the tournament from a Barbados perspective.
No. I identified a major problem, sir. A major problem. Major problem.
And if we had better leadership, in your opinion, we would have been in the semifinal.
Okay, Andrew, you won.
All right. Yes, Dave.
But again, when the saying is the level of leadership is material. And, Andrew, because you need to win every tournament. But let us be objective and look at the numbers. Look at the scores coming out.
Right.
Look at the averages. I am very disappointed that I think there's only one team that has scored over 300. And that's the same Barbados. And they actually lost.
Yes.
Two teams.
Yes.
Those are the kinds of things that are disappointing to me. Because if you're going to beat the best teams in the world, you have to be scoring 300 consistently.
Right.
Otherwise, we can't beat the best teams. We're not going to get wickets where, you know, you get hat tricks and people get all out for 250. That's not happening in 50 over cricket today. I'm sorry.
Dave, we just got another couple of minutes left on the show. It's really good. I think the ratings for my show will go up, Dave, because when I can get a big snapper, a big fish like you, I should be very happy.
A snapper. You get a snapper.
A snapper. And especially if it's done in with those lovely Jamaican seasoning. Oh, wonderful. Oh, yes, glorious. Huh? There
from
in Jamaica.
From
Hellshire. Yes. No. Now, talk to me, Dave, before you go.
Yes, sir.
What is your role? What do you want your role to be going forward? Because I might understand.
My role.
Yes. Going forward.
Anjo, I didn't have any role. Andrew, are you hearing?
Yes, we're hearing you loud and clear, Dave. Yeah, we're hearing you. Hello? Continue. Yeah, we're hearing you, Dave. Dave?
Hello?
Yes, we're hearing you. Yes.
Yes, sorry. No, I don't have any role and want any role in this thing. How I've gotten involved is the elections were announced.
Right.
And my friends Tenacity and Calvin are the candidates.
Right.
Shallow comes on radio in Jamaica to say that he's not surprised and it may be Dave Cameron is behind it.
Ooh.
Again, I've left the administration for the last 2 years. I'm not interested in West Indies cricket. I've supported, I love West Indies cricket. But I'm not pressured. I've not been anywhere around these guys. I don't have a role. I'm just saying that if you've called me out,
right,
and I've been very quiet for the last 2 years, I think it's not now time I start to inform, educate the region about what I was trying to do and why I don't believe that this administration is going to take West Indies cricket forward.
Oh dear.
And so they've awoken me and so I'm really just here supporting performance. And so while you're killing Barbados I'll bring you back.
Yes.
Something interesting.
Right.
In my first 2 years in West Indies cricket, I was told that I didn't like Bajans.
Really?
I was always supporting Trinidadians. As a matter of fact, there's a lawsuit pending against David Comisiong and the Nation News for saying that I have a problem with Bajans. And by the time I finished, I didn't like Trinidadians anymore and I like Bajans. And so I always find it interesting that it's all a matter of where the wind blows. And you know, the biggest problem we have as a people is that we don't see ourselves as a people. Mm. I make this comment because if you're born in Jamaica and you're a Chinese, you're Chinese. Your parents are from China, you're Chinese. If you're white, you're white. If you're Indian. As a matter of fact, the people in the Indians in Trinidad and Guyana support India more than they support the West Indies. But we always find within our region to try and find distinctions. Oh, you're Bayesian, you're Jamaican, you're Trinidadian, and so therefore you don't love me. And that is an issue. That is the biggest challenge that we have as a region. And unfortunately, I don't know when we'll ever overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're seeing our little 2x4 countries divided by water, and mm-hmm. everybody's trying to get personal. It's about Jamaica and Trinidad and Barbados and Guyana. The truth is, I go to some little places in India, and they have a population that's greater than the entire Caribbean. But we've made a real impact in the world. And anytime we get together and really understand the opportunity we have and what we represent, then we can actually really move West Indies cricket forward. But while we keep talking about, you know, what we do in Jamaica and Trinidad and Barbados mm-hmm. and Guyana,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to move anywhere. And that is why I created the franchise system, because I wanted Jamaicans to play alongside Trinidadians and Guyanese beside Windward Islanders mm-hmm. and Leeward Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to understand that our national team is West Indies team,
mm-hmm.
not Barbados or Guyana or Trinidad. It's nice to, you know, to win as a Bayesian,
mm-hmm.
but it's much nicer to win as a West Indian.
Dave, just before you go, we just got a couple, a minute or two left on the show.
I'm leaving now.
Just
before I go, I'm gone. You have to pay me to come back.
All right. Dave, it's a pleasure having you on the show. We hope to have you again sometime. I actually was going to ask you if you think Sanasi and Calvin Hope will win. Dave?
I hope they win.
All right. Well, but thank you very much, Dave, for coming through and talking to us.
I hope and Sanasi win.
All right. Now, Arud Garcia is still very much with us, listening very carefully and making notes. What do you expect on Friday, Arud?
Well, I expect the election to go on.
Right.
Whoever, as I said, the three county boards are there. A lawful process, because the ombudsman is overlooking this process.
Right.
There are 9 delegates from each of the county boards. And so whoever the delegates believe can lead Guyana cricket out of the turmoil that it was in for the past decade,
right,
I'm sure that person will be elected
mm-hmm.
by a great majority of those who are present on Friday.
Right. Because if Mr. Sanasi loses, my understanding is you got 9 votes in Berbice, 9 of course in Georgetown, Demerara, and of course 9 in Essequibo, so that's 27, and he controls Essequibo, so it looks as if it may be 89. Am I right?
Yes, that might be so, but I'm not so much into the
right
politics of the cricket. I'm right from legal side.
Yeah, but, so Dave's
that is correct in terms of right.
We want to thank you very much for coming through and talking to us. I want to thank Toby Radford for coming through as well. Toby, it's nice to see you. A good student of the game. Thanks to Andy Brooms. And the final word with you, Wendell Coppin. You got 30 seconds. What do you have to say to Barbadians after this poor performance? Manager Coppin?
Andrew, just finally, again, looking back at the tournament, we did not hit the standards that we wanted to hit.
Right.
We did not meet the targets that we wanted to meet. However, there were some performances and there were some names that have already been mentioned. Justin Graves at the top of the order, Joshua Bishop, Shamar Brooks' white ball game has improved. So there have been some positives. Mm. Again, we didn't win the tournament, but what we need to do now is we need, as Chairman Broom said, we need to review what it is that we have done, where we have gone wrong, why we have not won the Super 50 since 2016-17. These are the things that we need to look at. What plans we now need to put in place to win the Super 50 in its next turn. And once we do those, again, whether it's leadership, whether it is tactics, whether it's personnel, whatever it is that we need to do, we will do those things and ensure, because we know that we've got the support of the BCA and the franchise. And once we do that, I'm pretty certain that we'll be here the next time the Super 50 comes around, and we'll be celebrating Barbados.
Thank you very much indeed, Wendell. I want to thank you, Dave, for coming and talking to us. Please do it again. Thanks to Dr. Ford. Of course, thanks to Toby Radford. And thanks to Henderson Broome. It's really good to have the chairman of selectors coming through. When I talk about a student of the game, Bishop gets 5 wickets. Nurse gets 2. The first 7 wickets go to spinners. You got Roston Chase and Curtin in the side, and you don't bowl. You're not a student of the game. I'm Andrew Mason, telling everyone that fair criticism is a kiss of death in the courtship of achievement. Good night.
The winning sound of Network Sports.